This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them. And designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click, all complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
We are back here on Weekend Kickoff at the Treasure Chest Casino inside the Game Bar and Grill, set adjacent to the FanDuel Sportsbook, best place in town to grab a bite to eat, watch the game, enjoy quality craft beer or drinks. Wall-to-wall jumbo screens here with all the games going on, Major League sports across the country. The game and the Treasure Chest Casino provides a fun atmosphere, elevating typical sports bar experience with a well-rounded menu. And speaking of the sports book, Charlie, we are in our pick six segment. Lay it on us. How did we do last week?
Not great, but I won. I won this past week. I'm back, boys. 4-2 week for me. Mike, you went 2-4. Bobby and Steve both went 3-3, just kind of recapping everything. Bobby got us all on Ole Miss and OU, which we'll talk about OU in a little bit here. We had a split with the Vanderbilt-Missouri game that was such a toss-up. I won that 50-50, and that's part of the reason why I ended up winning this past week. The three of us all picked Texas A&M correctly. Bobby lost that game with LSU. The three of us got the Buccaneers correct. Bobby lost it with the Saints. And then we had a split here, guys. Steve and Bobby both won the Broncos. Mike, you and I lost the Cowboys. And then Bobby and I won the Packers. Mike and Steve lost the Steelers. So rehashing the standings here, guys. Mike, you are still in the league despite, you know, the bad week. 30-25 overall. Bobby and Steve tied at 28-27 overall. And I'm pulling up the rear, but I am kind of coming back here, guys. I'm 28-25-30. So we'll see if I can keep up the good luck here.
If Bobby would stop picking the Saints, he would have trumped us all over the board.
Yes.
But I told him, Bob, stop that. Stop. And he was like, no, Mike, I can't.
Yeah,
so
right.
You don't even have to tell me with Saints Rams.
Well, we'll get to that in a little bit, guys. But we're going to start with college football week 10. I mean, that is hard to believe, guys. But it's not a great week. I remember I saw a post that was talking about this week back in, I think, August, and how loaded this slate was. And then you see what happened to Penn State, and then you see what happened to some of these other schools like Kansas State. It didn't end up being as stacked as people were hoping it would be. But we still have some good games on the slate. Putting it out there right now, guys, Tulane at UTSA has technically started. It's 13-20 left to go in the first quarter here, a scoreless contest. But we are going to be picking this game. Tulane closed at 5.5-point favorites on the road at UT San Antonio. Mike, you and I talked with Coach Summerall on Tuesday about this Tulane Tuesday segment. 23 straight home conference wins for UTSA. They got that stud running back as well. Bobby's got Tulane minus 5.5. I will ultimately agree with them. Guys, you talked about it earlier in the show. We just feel like Coach Summerall has got this team locked in. Give me the wave to roll and pick up a nice win on the road.
Until I heard him talk Tuesday, I would have picked UTSA. But when I heard him talk, I told Steve, I changed my mind. Tulane.
That home record for UTSA, you talked about it earlier.
It's big.
The Alamo Dome is ridiculous. But I can't go against Coach Summerall, man. I'm rolling with the wave too, guys. It's clean sweep. Yeah.
Then we have my least favorite game of the week. I talked to you all about this off air. I hate this game. Number 9 Vanderbilt at number 20 Texas in the biggest sucker line of the entire weekend. UT minus 3.5 after that performance that they had at Mississippi State. But they did escape. And that's what it comes down to. They are favorites at home against a Vanderbilt team that is red hot. Bobby's got Vandy plus 3.5. If this was 2.5, I might take Texas. But it's 3.5. I have a field goal to work with. Give me Vandy, and I feel terrible about it.
Vandy for me. Man, Texas has been lucky. The Kentucky game, Mississippi State game. And you know what? Vandy got no fear of them. None. Man, that team, they think they better than us. Oh, they might have better, you know, they got 4- and 5-star guys, but they ain't better than us. And they got probably a quarterback.
Right.
That to me is kind of the tilt. They got a quarterback that's making a ton of plays, and Arch is really struggling at this stage.
Sweep again on this one, guys. I'm going with Vandy, too. Just they've been so impressive, especially what we just recently saw, what they did against the LSU Tigers. And you mentioned, Mike, with Pavia. He's been unbelievable.
The best improvisational guy I've seen in college football since Johnny Manziel.
Wow.
Because Johnny could do that.
Yeah.
You know, you scripted the play one way, and yet, you know, I'm going to do something else.
Guys, it's just the weirdest line of the week. I don't understand why Texas is favored in this game. Like you said, Mike, they've been skating by, but maybe Vegas knows something that we don't. And another thing is, I think Arch Manning's questionable for this game. He's been in concussion protocol, so we'll see if he actually goes this weekend. But clean sweep for Vanderbilt, so go Commodores. Up next, guys, we have the other top 20 matchup in the SEC. Number 18, Oklahoma at number 14, Tennessee. Tennessee 3.5-point favorites. Bobby's got Tennessee at home. I got Tennessee at home. Listen, guys. OU really let me down this past weekend. That was Lane Kiffin's first, I think, top 25 win on the road as a head coach last week. So it just feels like OU's reeling a little bit, and they have to go on the road to Tennessee with a really great offense. I know Tennessee's defense is suspect, but give me the Volunteers to win and cover.
I'm going with the Vols, too, here just because Oklahoma's burned me too many times.
Right.
So no, I'm taking Tennessee.
Man, I think something – physically, Mateer's not the same guy.
Right.
Agreed.
So you can see the injury has taken a little bit away from him. I'm going to go with Tennessee here at home. Tennessee's offense is very good. Their defense is very bad. I mean, they're not a really good defense, but I thought what we saw last week may have taken a chunk out of OU. What Ole Miss did to them on their home turf, so to speak. And I know it's early, but the opening drive, Tulane goes all the way down and score a touchdown.
Woo-hoo!
They go for two, and they miss. So it's 6-0 with about 11 and a half minutes left.
They're already covering for us.
Yeah. Knock on wood, Steve. Knock on wood.
Stop it right there.
We're going to take a break. When we get back, we'll get into NFL picks. And, Charlie, I don't know, this might be the first time ever that's been a clean sweep in our college football selection.
Three clean sweeps, guys. We'll get into the NFL after this.
Well, that won't last in the football, pro football one.
Taking the break, we shall return with weekend kickoff at the Treasure Chest Casino. Coming back after the break.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Back here at the Treasure Chest Casino inside the Game Bar and Grill, we got the TV screens going, enjoying the green wave in action right now against UTSA. The Roadrunners going down the field, got a touchdown, made their extra point.
Yeah, McCown to Amador, so it's 7-6 UTSA.
Steve, you spoke too quick.
I know. I got over
yeah,
anxious.
But the way this game's being played, you better almost take that over and fast.
Yeah, I wish Charlie could play the overs instead of just the spreads, guys, sometimes. But, guys, we're going to hop into NFL Week 9's matchups. This, once again, wasn't a great slate, but we're going to start off with a fun AFC game at least. The Colts, 3.5-point favorites on the road against the Steelers. I went against the Steelers last week, and it worked for me with the Packers. The Colts' offense is just rolling, guys, and I just don't think that the Steelers' defense has some question marks, especially when they play those upper echelon offenses. So give me the Colts covering this number on the road. That's, I know, a little bit added kind of toughness playing in Pittsburgh. Bobby's also got the Colts covering 3.5.
I got the Colts, too. Last week was a bit of a mirage. The Packers, as I've always said, they play with your food type team. They remind me of my little granddaughter. Play with that food for a half. In the second half, though, it was both spoonfuls to the mouth. And Pittsburgh had no response to it, so I'm going to go Colts here.
Pretty boring, guys. I'm with Indianapolis, too. Man, the, you know, Daniel Jones hype, everybody in the start of the season was all talking about how impressive he looked, and I was waiting for the drop-off to happen, and it hasn't. He's still in the talks of MVP candidate.
No, it's Jonathan Taylor's the real MVP.
Man, but they're not going to give it to a running back, will
I
they?
Know they won't, but, man, that guy can play.
Unbelievable. Yeah, fantasy football stood. Oh, but, yeah, I'm rolling with the Colts, too, guys. So another sweep.
I think I'm going against them in fantasy this week, so I'm a little bit nervous about that one, guys. Up next, we got the Saints at the Rams Sunday afternoon. This line was kind of weird because it started out at 13.5. The news about Tyler Shuck comes out, being named the starter for this game, his first NFL start against an elite NFC opponent, and the Rams are coming off a bye. And that line went from 13.5 to now 14.5 right now, guys. Bobby's got the Saints covering the 2-touchdown spread. I got the Rams covering minus 14.5. I just think that this is a blowout. The Rams are elite. I think this is maybe the toughest team they play all year. You can make the argument for the Bills, but the Rams are just awesome on both sides of the ball.
Rams, best team the Saints have played all year.
There you go.
As much as this number is, you know, stands out to you and looks like, man, that's a lot, that's a big number. You look at this Saints team right now, guys. We've seen them. They can't get the ball rolling into the end zone.
Tell me one thing on offense they do good.
Exactly.
One.
The rookie, Tyler Shuck, he's going to be on the road in this matchup against a ferocious defense. They don't give up a lot of points. They're second in the league in sacks. They doesn't have the starting all-pro center, maybe the best player on the team.
You can stop right there,
yeah,
Steve.
Yeah, I'm rolling with the Rams here, so Bobby's the only one going black and gold.
So this is our first non-sweep. Congratulations to Bobby for taking the Saints. We hope it works out for you. Obviously, we don't want to see the Saints get blown out. It's just kind of what we're projecting. Up next, guys, we have a real fun matchup in the AFC. This is really the highlight game of the entire weekend. The Chiefs 2.5-point favorites on the road against the Bills. Bobby's got the Chiefs covering the 2.5 on the road. I went a little bit back and forth with this one, guys, because typically, the Bills in the regular season have had the Chiefs' number. It's been the postseason where Pat Mahomes gets the better of Josh Allen. Give me the Chiefs, though. I just watch how they've been playing recently. They've been killing teams since Rasheed Rice got back. I think that offense has been rolling. They still don't have a running game, but you don't really need one when you got Pat Mahomes. Give me the Chiefs minus 2.5.
Their running game might show up.
Against that Bills defense?
The Bills are bad against the run. No, Chiefs here for me.
This is a boring week, guys, except for that last game, because I'm rolling with the Chiefs, too. They look like they are, you know, they got the motions going. Everyone's talking about them. Oh, you know, after that rough start, being a Super Bowl favorite, comes down to, for me, that the KC defense impresses me a lot more than what Buffalo's putting out there. So give me the Chiefs.
I don't see nothing with the Bills on defense.
No, not at all.
No, they tsunami you on offense. Because they are really good on offense.
And then with Rice back for the Chiefs, it just, you know, that weapon, man, that kind of completes them right now. Yeah. Charlie, so our only difference is Bobby taking the Saints this week.
Six complete sweeps for the three of us. And the only pick different is Bobby taking the Saints to cover 14.5.
How shocking.
Well, we'll see what happens there, because there's not going to be a very big change in the standings this week.
No, not much.
No.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it?
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
Hi, I'm Nancy Cartwright. You may know me better as the voice of Bart Simpson. On Simpsons Declassified, we're diving into the mysteries that keep the Simpsons forever young. Have you ever wondered how the Simpsons regularly predicts future events? Who better to ask than the show's creators, performers, and writers? The celebrity guests. Be sure to follow and listen to Simpsons Declassified wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.